time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh.
Who's that I see walking? We'll be right back.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
It's the Hound. Good morning, music lovers. WFME, restarting. I'm back. It was Frank Olivier. Oliveira. Frank Oliveira. Huggies Bunnies. The Hi-Fis did Mr. K, Rocks the Blues. Counting backwards, the Twisters did Catwalk. Terry and the Rough Riders, Thunderhead. And we open with Mac Rebinac's Storm Warning. Anyway, what do we got for you today? The return of Miss Sally. Unfortunately, she's in the backyard changing the windshield wiper blades on my car. What a gal. And what do we got today? Oh, piles of crummy records. We're smacking that wax all over the place. And requests, I've had a few, but then again, what are we doing? We got, I got tons of stuff, tons of trash. Maybe we won't even give away tickets for anything today. I don't think we got any to give away. We gave away lots last week, though. But I got all these 45s here. I got some request stuff, and we got Knuckleheads in the News, and we got a Vibe Report, and we got Hillbilly and Blues Hangover, Vomology. And my favorite part of the show, just those trashy old 45s that pile up all over the place, and we're going to hit one right now, Mr. Peppermint Harris.
Party just the other night, I met a little girl and we got in tight. I talked some trash and I held her hand. Jim Dandy was a lover man, and I got to go. I like to rock, can't rock his no more. Wop mama Luma, well bless my soul, I'm all shook up doing the rock. Building with a girl called Mary Lee. Come on, my boyfriend, I'm mad as he can be or not. I got to go. I like to rock, can't rock here no more. Round the corner, then down the street, they call it the house of the happy feet. They got jukebox music, boy, that ain't all. It's down there, sure have a ball or not. I got to go. I like to rock. Rock you no more. Hey, Ida Annie, she's a girl of love, curls up to me just like a turtle dove. I don't mind, it's going steady. Getting married now, I ain't got her ready now. I got to go. I like to rock, can't rock here no more.
Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Tell me, baby, tell me, show me how you feel.
Yeah, tell me, baby, baby, tell me, honey,
your love is real.
Yeah, tell me that you love me, say your love is true. Yeah, honey, you run around a little girl and I break my heart in two. Yeah, honey, tell me, baby, tell me, show me how you feel.
Tell me, your love is real.
Hey, put your arms around me. Say you love me so. Hey, squeeze me tight, my darling. Don't ever let me go.
Yeah, honey, tell me, baby, tell me. Show me how you feel.
Hey, tell me, baby, baby, tell me, honey, that
your love is real.
Ow! Ow!
Is real.
Yeah, buddy,
But I'm gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough. Dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Singing my song, dancing with my baby, all night long, clapping out. American boy sings his way into your heart.
You're the cutest little filly that I ever seen. You look like a queen that's in my dream. A girl like you, I'd love to trust. But if I kiss you, I'm all messed up, messed up. Got to be a wife, messed up. May have to fight, messed up. You're so nice, messed up, baby, for the rest of my life. Went to the tracks with a whole lot of loot. Bet on a nag that I knew come through. Been waiting 1 week to collect my bet. But that old nag ain't coming yet. Messed up, lost my bread, messed up. Nag fell dead, messed up. Money's gone, messed up. Cause I need car, fare, home, messed up. Messed up, baby, messed up. Don't need baby, messed up. You're so fine, messed up. Cause I'm losing my mind. I'm all messed up, messed up. What must I do, messed up? Mistreated you, messed up. Feeling bad, worst old feeling I ever had, messed up.
Presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. I looked high and low, everywhere I know. I can't find the one that my baby loves so. Oh, tell me, what am I gonna do? That's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes. I've been looking through the records an hour or two, and I've about decided what I've got to do. I'm gonna get me a guitar and learn to play. I'll serenade my baby night and day. Then I'll play the song that my baby likes to hear. I'll go. Here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking for one that I can't find. The one where the guitar plays so fine, 'cause that's the only song that my baby likes to hear. It goes.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Town here. WFMU, East Orange. Tom Tall, air Stacko Records. From the Rejected Hound theme pile. Terrell Barrage by request there, messed up. Tommy Lamonte, yeah, yeah, yeah. The Meadowlarks did Big Mama Wants to Rock. Billy Smith on the Redhead label, Tell Me Baby. He opened up with Peppermint Harris, I Gotta Go. Thank you, good night. I wish. Who's Miss Sally? She's still working on the windshield wipers, I assume. Either that or she's been kidnapped out of the backyard. Oh, boy. Should I go to the... I'll go through announcements and we'll see what happens, see if she shows up. Let's see. We've got a tip on this one from Gerald. Bill Doggett's been celebrating his 77th birthday all week, and it's free. It's this place in Harlem. I don't know what street it's on. You can check the phone book. The Schumann's Cafe. Every night he's doing two or three sets. Bill Doggett. And it's been highly recommended to me. Then the A-Bones have a double duty tonight. They're playing, they're opening for Chuck Berry at the Ritz, and I don't think that's sold out. And then they're playing at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick. That's later on, like 11, 12. The Senders are at Brownies tomorrow night. I think Simon and the Bar Sinisters are at the Divide on Wednesday. Next Friday is the Vacant Lot, the A-Bones and the Deviators at Brownies. I think the Keith Richard thing is completely sold out. If somebody wants a... Hey! Let me guess. Mission not complete.
One down, one to go.
You've only got one wiper? Well, that's better than what we had before. Thanks. Oh, boy. Anyway, let's do a Hillbilly Hangover. And then when we come back, we'll start in on the, from the news file. And what do we got queued up on turntable number 64 by request, Homer and Jethro.
Your mother? No, but I'll take her. She said, "What, honey?"
Well, I ain't never seen nobody like you. No, 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 never have I ever seen nobody like you. You call me and say to meet me at 9. I have to hurry, hurry, but I'm there on time. I walk right up and knock on your door. The landlord says she ain't here no more.
way away, but what's wrong with you?
I ain't never,
oh darling,
I seen nobody like you.
Star of Norton Records, and you are tuned in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM East on New Jersey, and you are listening to the Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound.
In the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Well, I use your made a nervous wreck out of me.
He's a nervous wreck.
Well, I use your made a nervous wreck out of me.
a nervous wreck. It's a nervous wreck.
Well, you got me shaking like a leaf up on a tree. When I walk the floor, will I bite my lip? Will I kiss you, baby, when my heart goes limp?
It's a nervous wreck.
Yeah,
a nervous wreck.
Got
a nervous wreck. It's a nervous wreck.
Well, you got me shaking like a leaf up on a tree. Well, I go to bed at night, I try to get some sleep. I shake so hard that the whole bed creaks.
It's a nervous wreck. Yeah, a nervous wreck.
Got
a nervous wreck. It's a nervous wreck.
In the morning, I'm so shook up, I can't drink coffee for the shake of my cup.
It's a usual
made,
it's a nervous wreck,
got a nervous wreck,
it's a nervous wreck.
Well, you got me shaking like a leaf up on a tree. Well, my dad said, son, well, take my advice, take that girl for your wife.
It's a usual
made,
it's a nervous wreck, got a nervous wreck, it's a nervous wreck.
Well, you got it soon, or we'll do it by heck before you make me a nervous wreck.
It's a nervous wreck, yeah, a nervous wreck, got
a nervous wreck,
it's a nervous wreck.
Well, you got me shaking like a leaf up on a tree. Well, you got me shaking like a leaf up on a tree.
Destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Give me a tickle, my lips won't pucker. Ow! Ow!
Oh, oh, spy, ow! Oh, oh, spy, that old mule, he's really fine.
Oh, let's fiddle!
That old mule was really balking. Took me a cucumber under his tail. Y'all just seen him hit the trail.
Hey, boys, hold the music. Hold the music, Gary. Stop the music. I think old Father Fossil is a fixing to let out one of the keenest yells you ever heard in your life. You better move back, friends, from that speaker, cause there's a little fine spray that comes out of here when I do this.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, I assume that they thought they were going to get a hit with that one. Country Boy Eddie, Fodder Fossil Blues. By request. Jesse Lee King before that did Nervous Wreck. Hazel Atkins, Lonely Wind. Webb Pierce, I Ain't Never, and we opened up with Homer and Jethro at the Flop. We are promising we might do a hangover hop. If we do, we have to have our best marathon total ever. The last 2 years our total's been going down, so I think we can safely assume we don't have to do a hangover hop. But if we do, beat our 2 years, our 1990 marathon total in 2 weeks on the Howlin' Show, we'll do a hangover hop. That's the only way we're going to do one. And I don't know where we're going to do it or when or if. Anyway, maybe we should do some news. I guess I'm here by myself right now. So I'm not really quite... I got this new intro for the news. Check this out.
What's with the world right now? Take 5 and hear all about it. 5 minutes of news.
Pretty snazzy, eh? Man at a party, this is in Kincaid, West Virginia, popped a blasting cap into his mouth, bit down, triggering an explosion that blew off his lips, teeth, and tongue. That's not his lips, teeth, and tongue falling off. Wrong soundbite. Anyway, another man had it in an aquarium hooked to a battery and was trying to explode it. It wouldn't go up, so the guy says, here, I'll show you how to set it off. He put it in his mouth, bit down, and it blew all his teeth out. I don't know why I think this is funny. Anyway, the genius's name was Jerry Stromer, age 24, of Kincaid, West Virginia. Not too far from where Hazel's from. You wouldn't catch Hazel biting down on a blasting cap, I don't think. I don't hope. And the Russians, what's it, this got in today's Newsday, the Russians have saved Hitler's skull, or they found Hitler's skull, or purchased Hitler's skull from Skip Henderson at City Lights Music, but in a box marked blue ink, 2 pieces of Adolf Hitler's skull, and soon to go into somebody's mojo bag, no doubt. What else is in the news today? I got a lot of... oh, here's my favorite one. The appropriate... in Tours, France, nearly 2 hours after he reached into a chemical toilet to remove his dropped identification papers, a passenger on a high-speed train was finally freed. At least partially. The toilet was cut out of the train car floor, and the man with his arm still encased in the toilet was taken to the hospital. The man's Sunday night ordeal occurred on a Paris to Bordeaux high-speed train, was brought to the attention of the train officials by another passenger. Firefighters had to remove the entire toilet with the man's arm still stuck inside and then transfer them, the man, the toilet, to the hospital where they're still there. Anyway, what do you say? Oh, a few updates here. That Bill Doggett gig is tonight at Showman's Cafe, which is on Frederick Douglass Boulevard, which is 8th Avenue, between 124th and 125th Street. It's free to get in. And the Gerilla from the world-famous Blue Jays recommends it highly. This Wednesday on WFMU, on Irwin's show, it's 12 to 3, Luke Sante, or Luke Sant. How's it pronounced? Sant, I guess. Author of Low Life, fabulous history of Lower Manhattan, with amazing accounts of drugs, prostitution, and hooliganism. Well, he also has a new book, Evidence, which is a collection of New York police blotter photographs and quite gory ones. Well, actually, no, so I guess at 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, Luke Sant will be here this coming Wednesday on WFMU. And I guess it's time for Blues Hangover. Had he lived tomorrow, Scrapper Blackwell would be 100 years old. So we're kind of glad he didn't live, because he'd be kind of decrepit. And in the words of a Mr. Guernsey, who was Scrapper Blackwell is probably one of the most profoundly important musicians in popular music. I mean, Bob Dylan ripped him off, Robert Johnson ripped him off, everybody ripped him off. You know, stole him and Leroy Carr, their songs, they just made it everywhere. And the guy, Mr. Guernsey, who was their agent with Vocillion Records, remembered the pair as, drunk or sober, Leroy was nice. Drunk or sober, Scrapper was a damn fool. Well, we salute you, Scrapper. Blues Hangover time. Kick it off with Scrapper and Leroy.
Oh, come my baby, come my love, unlock that door, the skies above are leaking on your pen. Harbors in the rain, get nowhere, get nowhere, get nowhere. If I die, you will regret Papa has no place to go. You got a nice warm room and so. Share with Papa, don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. Told. Hear me cough, catching cold. Ain't no telling what I'll get. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet.
Getting all wet, getting all wet.
And if I die, you will regret. Papa's got no coat at all. You got a raincoat in your hall. Share it with Papa, and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. Was too small, you nappy head, you knew it all. It lets me stand, but I can't stand. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet.
Getting all wet, getting all wet.
And if I die, you will regret. Papa must eat or he will die. You got pork chops, you got pie. Share it with Papa, and don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet. Getting all wet, and if I die, you will regret. Graveyard such a lonely place. Don't want dirt thrown in my face. Pity your papa, don't forget. Papa's in the rain, getting all wet.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
Start. I did everything you said, but you fooled around. Let something turn your head, you got me wrong. Big and fat, and you act like you love me, like a bulldog loves a cat. I came home late at night, as hungry as a bear. My dinner was never ready, you were never there. You got me wrong. You, when it's time to pay the note, you told me that you love me. I gave you all my dough. As soon as I got broke, you said I had to go. You got me wrong. Oh, you got me wrong. You got me wrong. That's
dig writing the blues, Pops.
Why not?
I'm like a happy swinging cat, man. Try Ella Fitzgerald's horse.
Johnson, tell it smoke. Look out, piano man. Whoop that iron. It's my friend. Look out, violin player. Step on it. My friend. Drum, boy. You know I'm just out of California. I'm on my way to Chicago. And people have never seen the wolf there. I'm in your town when I get there. If I tell you, believe what I say. California's a swell place. Wouldn't want to live nowhere else than America. Blow your top. Blow your top. Blow your top. Just listen, people. Have that music. That man on that piano is whooping that pearl. Guitars, Willie Johnson, whooping just some guitar. Willie Steele's on the drum.
Back bigger than ever this year, and that's what I need right now, a good sock blues number.
We got drunk last night, man. Yes, the night before. Drunk last night, man. Yes, that night before. Come home telling me, yes, I'm gonna get drunk some more. talking about a man in my feet. Don't no jicky woman, I'm talking about a man in my face. It's a whole lot of women just ran to take a place.
This is Horace of Times Square. You gotta listen to the sound of the hound.
With my hook in the water and my cork on top. With my hook in the water and my cork on top.
And meanwhile, back in his days.
This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Today's Blues Hangover ending there with Guitar Nubit. Big leg woman. Lightnin' Hopkins there did Jake Head, Howlin' Wolf, House Rock, and Boogie by request. Billy Boy Arnold, You Got Me Wrong. We open up with Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell, Getting All Wet. Happy birthday, Scrapper. And, oh, one from the Rock Desk. This is sort of an old one, but it's such a fascinating story, and we just caught on to it, courtesy of Il Brooch here. Last summer, the Jenna Torturers, a rock band from Orlando, Florida, they were just charged with something. There's just charged with a crime for something that happened last summer during the Lollapalooza tour. One of the guys in the band was cited with a second-degree misdemeanor for performing a Mayan genital piercing ritual during their show. The Jenna Torturers have continued to wow Florida crowds with their torture chamber stage act, onstage body piercings, and simulated mutilations. Quote, "What we're doing all comes down to showing images of dominance and submission and control," said Jenna Torturers lead singer Jen. Anyway, they have a major label album in May. Well, folks, it's come to that. It's no longer enough to call yourself guitar noobit to be a success in the music world. And, I have this incredibly long and interesting piece on MCA Records and the Mafia, but just to sum it up for you, there's a book that was supposed to be released this week called Stiff, The True Story of MCA, the Music Business, and the Mafia. And anyway, due to a lawsuit filed by former president of MCA, Irving Azoff, the book has been withheld from publication for at least a couple of weeks until the lawyers fight it out. But there's supposed to be some good dirt in here, and since MCA are quite a sleazy company, who won't even send promos to FMU, and they do own the rights to the Chess catalog and the Duke Peacock catalog. You know, I mean, it's the reason why there's no Dale Hawkins CDs. It's the Mafia's fault. Anyway, if I ever get around to surmising this entire thing into one paragraph, I'll come back to it. Anyhow, WFMU East Orange, Legal ID on turntable number 6. Buddy Sharp and the Shakers from Pittsburgh.
Bow wow, 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 bow thing, I don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
This is a hit!
cannot be held back in our efforts by any kind of law or moral principle.
Out here, WFMU East Orange. Jackie Breston in My Real Gone Rocket. A little quandary about that one. I got a request for Rocket 88. I figure we don't need to hear Rocket 88 again. I figure I'll play the follow-up, which is a little more obscure. I mean, they wouldn't ask Carl Sagan what direction the moon is, would they? Marvin Rainwater, Hot and Cold. Joe Turner, Ooh, Ouch, Stop. Little Boo and the Blue Angels, Yeah, Yeah, Miss Ann. The Pyramids, Bow Wow. We open up with Buddy Sharp and the Shakers, Jump into the River. I think Roy Loney just covered that one. And... whoop, wrong button.
What's with the world right now? Take five and hear all about it. 5 minutes of news.
This one sent in by Cub reporters Karen and John. An Army corporal shot himself in the groin after a dispute outside a Brooklyn bar. Sirad Robinson, age 23. Stationed at Fort Hamilton, left the East Flatbush Bar at about 6 a.m., got into a dispute with two unified fellows on East 96th Street and Church Avenue, and then Robinson, who was in an intoxicated condition, displayed a handgun and shot himself in the groin, which seemed to scare the two fellows away. It worked.
I guess he had a big one.
A big what?
Whatever. Fill it in yourself.
Should we go back to the organized crime desk? This doesn't have anything to do with MCA Records, but it's just something to think about in terms of what we were talking about before there. A New York mobster's alleged proclivity for threatening to chop off fingers with meat cleavers landed him in a Florida jail this week without bail. All it took was a federal magistrate in Hollywood hearing how reputed Bonanno family capo Gerald Chili supposedly threatened to chop off the fingers of a malingering debtor. In a February 6, 1992, secretly taped phone call, Chili talked about the best way to collect the debt. Now, this is a quote. I start off one finger at a time, Chili said. I do it with an effing Chinese cleavers. You ever see them big Chinese cleaver? I can't help myself. I have to hurt you. Anyway, Magistrate Judge Lorana Snow refused to set bail after the federal prosecutor Paul Schwartz read from the transcript allegedly between Chili and an underworld associate. So, somehow this all ties into Dale Hawkins. I don't know exactly how. We've got 5 minutes to vibe time, and I wonder, should we play a record or... if we play a record, he'll call early. If we don't, we'll call late. That's what I think. Here's one. I don't know where to fit this else in. Other than maybe give it to Dave the Spaz for a Hanukkah present. This is a reject from the last Big Itch album, Count Yates. And it's called Chimpanzee. You'll see why soon.
On Sunday afternoon around about 2, I pick my baby up and here's what we do. We jump into my car and go to the zoo to see the chimpanzee. We buy some peanuts and a couple of sacks, a pretty jelly beans and cracker jacks. We always bring along some afternoon snacks to be the chimpanzee. Other people giggle at everything it does, but my baby and I stare in fascination and secretly I'm wondering if he just might be a distant relation. Although you laugh and say it couldn't be true, remember he might be a cousin to you. And if you don't believe it, go to the zoo and watch the chimpanzee. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Last night I dreamed the whole night through. I dreamed that I was all alone at the zoo. I had some peanuts and some jelly beans too, to be the chimpanzee. I dreamed the cage was empty, vacant and bare. And so I walked right up and filled up a chair. Ate all the peanuts I was planning to share with the chimpanzee. Even though you giggle and think it's kind of silly, I can tell you right now in my situation that I could see that you and me all might be related distantly. When I woke up, I was surprised as could be. There in the crowd, staring curiously, I saw my baby and the chimpanzee, and they were watching me.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
No
going down the highway doing 79. I'm a twin pipe popper and I'm feeling fine.
Hey man, dig that. Was that a red stop sign?
Transfusion, transfusion.
I'm just a solid mess of contusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Slip the blood to me, bud.
Jumped in my ride about a quarter to nine. I gotta make a date with a chick of mine.
I crossed the center line cause I gotta make time.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh man, I got the hurting convolution.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Shoot the juice to me, Bruce.
Foot's on the throttle and it's made of lead. But I'm a fast driving daddy with a real cool head.
I'm gonna pass that truck on the hill ahead.
Transfusion, transfusion.
My red corpuscles are in mass confusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pour the crimson to me, Jim.
Took a little drink and I'm feeling right. And I can fly over everything in sight.
There's a slow poking cat, I'm gonna pass him on the right.
Transfusion, transfusion.
I'm a real gone pale face, no illusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pass the claret to me, Barrett.
Rolling down the mountain on a rainy day. When you see me coming, better start to pray.
I'm cutting up the road and I'm boss all the way.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh, Doc, pardon me for this crazy intrusion.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Pump the fluid to me, Louie.
Burning up the freeway and it's early in the morning. And I'm passing everybody over nothing but corn.
Man, out of my way, I don't drive with my horn.
Transfusion, transfusion.
Oh, nurse, I'm gonna make a new resolution.
Never, never, never gonna speed again.
Put a gallon in me, Alan.
Barnyard drivers
are found in two classes.
Doggone road hogs
and speed jackasses.
So remember to slow down today.
Hey, Daddy, make mine typo, will you, Doc?
Meanwhile, back in the city.
Poor Joker's there with the original version of Transfusion by request. Nervous Nervous was in that group, though he did write the song. And before that, Count Yates, Chimpanzee. And awaiting our vibe report.
He played a song and he still didn't call yet.
Well, I don't know. I think we got called out on the carpet after last week's vibe report.
Oh, that's right.
So, I don't know. We'll give him a minute, then we're going to go. We're definitely, if he calls in late, though, let's see what we got lined up. The Kinks, the Sonics, the Stooges. We're not going to break into a record for a vibe, though. I hate to do that, because once I start getting into a record, I don't want to, I hate breaking into a good record. If we had a bad record queued up, I'd break into it.
Which is not possible on the show.
We got bad records at the end of the vibes. No. Anyway, the A-Bones are on double duty tonight. They're over at, they're opening for Chuck Berry at the Ritz. Early, like 9, 10, something like that. Then they're Court Tavern in New Brunswick later on.
They were opening up for Lou Diamond Phillips, who's opening up for Chuck Berry.
Yeah, it's pretty much the situation. And once again, no one has called to give us Keith Richards tickets.
Is Lou Diamond going to play his character in La Bamba?
He's not fat and ugly enough to be Richie Valens. I thought he was a bad Richie Valens. Richie, that was one thing about Richie Valens. He was one of the ugliest rock stars up to the advent of, like, Billy Joel. But that's what made him cool. I mean, this is the days before rock stars never had plastic surgery back then. I think I barely got him one, but here's an interesting thing. It didn't really make the headlines, but remember a few months ago when Phil Mushnick of the Post was doing a series on professional wrestling and Vince McMahon and all the weird allegations that were going around? And the whole thing was hushed up very, very quick. And Mushnick evidently was pretty convinced that Vince McMahon was a homosexual predator and a child molester and a criminal and a fiend. And he wrote a really great series of that. And now Vince McMahon has in turn filed suit against the New York Post and Phil Mushnick. And that should be an interesting one because maybe some real good wrestling dirt will come out of it. That thing just seems like McMahon bought up everybody. A couple of kids have tried to file charges against him. And the whole thing was hushed up very quick. And we want to know.
Yeah, I think one Geraldo and it was over.
Right, one Geraldo, a couple of weeks in the Post, then he just bought everybody off. Jerry Lee Lewis is back in the news. Only I can't find him. Oh, killer. Here, killer.
Jerry Lewis is on TV tonight on some weird sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
He's making a special appearance.
They should let him host Saturday Night Live. Oh, here we go. Jerry Lee Lewis is appealing a bankruptcy judge's refusal to free him from a $3 million tax bill. Lewis, age 57, filed Chapter 7 bankruptcy petition seeking to avoid debts. U.S. bankruptcy judge William Brown refused in December to wipe out the tax bill, saying the rock and roller has tried to avoid paying taxes by such stratagems as concealing assets, dealing in cash, shielding his income, pointing loaded weapons at IRS agents. Anyway, Lewis, who lives in nearby rural Mississippi, contends he does not owe as much as the government says. He also says his troubles with the IRS are due to mistakes, not intent to avoid taxes. Lewis went to trial in 1984 on tax evasion charges. He was acquitted, but the government says he still owes taxes for 7 years.
Who knows? If he did all that, he could have fudged on his genealogy, too.
Jerry Lee's genealogy?
Yeah.
The Chinese arithmetic of the South?
I'm sure he'll be arrested for that soon, since everyone else is getting in trouble for that this week.
All right, well, we gave him 5 minutes. Let's cancel the vibe and vom, okay? Queued up. And I know I've started off the vom about three of the last four voms with this, but it sort of offends me that you can't buy a mono copy of Kink Controversy this day and age. And it's insane. It's one of the greatest records ever made. So I'm just going to... Once again, we're opening the vom with the Kinks doing Milk Cow Blues. And if you don't like it, tough.
I'm sorry. the Personality Station.
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus. Star talent for the real all-stars, meaning you, our listeners.
See, but not right. I want some, but tonight. I want some, all right. But she can't help. Cause she's not right. No. It's always this way. Right. She wants some tonight. She wants some alright. Oh, but I can't help, because I'm not right. No. Always this way. Thank you.
Great sounds, right here, all day. We play music with you in mind. That's right. There's nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Well, let me tell you all the people about our friend who did it. Put your head together. She's a bad boy now. There's your name on.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
The much-promised crummy record of the Vom set, the Mummies, they're doing the Kirk. They're going to be in New York around the week of the March 15th. Unfortunately, I think we have the marathon that week. So, counting backwards, the Trash Women. You want to see a really scary picture, check out their 45 sleeve.
Catwalk.
Not the catwalk we opened up with by the Twisters. Different catwalk with a reverb. The Stooges, Not Right. The Sonics, by request, Shot Down. And the Kinks, Milk Cow Blues, Without the Boogie. And No Vibe Report.
score one for the Hound.
I don't know where Roscoe is. It seemed like he might have called as soon as we started Milk Cow Blues, but I was in the bathroom. And anyway.
You know how that goes.
You know how that goes. Dateline London here. Stuntman plunged to his death after his parachute failed to open after while reenacting a skydiving accident for TV cameras.
Reenacting an accident.
Tim Tipping, age 34, a.k.a. Squash, was filming a sequence Friday for a series that reconstructs real-life dramas when the accident happened, the British Broadcasting Company said. Tipping, a former Royal Marine Commando, had appeared in an Indiana Jones film and a couple of James Bond movies and was the chairman of the Stuntman's Guild. He died trying to reenact a parachutist Terry Wackenshaw's accident, one that Wackenshaw, oddly enough, survived. Wackenshaw had been dragged along the fuselage of a plane last September after his parachute got caught in its wheels, causing injuries to his head, chest, and arm. Wackenshaw escaped by pulling an emergency cutaway handle, falling 500 feet and opening a reserve chute. Did they try to reenact this?
Oh, I guess he died in the saddle. What does that have?
No, this guy, that's the guy who lived.
I know, but the president of the stunt, head of the stunt?
Stuntman's Guild.
That's amazing.
When Tipping jumped from the plane in the reenactment, none of the three parachutes he was carrying opened.
Wow.
According to the BBC, which filmed his fatal fall. The footage was not broadcast. Tipping plunged into a patch of woods near Alnwick, 300 miles north of London. Tipping had rehearsed the stunt twice. They should have filmed the rehearsals. Anyway, what else is going on? Nobody's going to give us free Keith Richards tickets. Maybe we won't play another record till. I don't even want to see that old. I like Keith Richards, but.
Yeah, I thought you liked him, Hound.
I know, but that band he hired, they're like a bar mitzvah band. Waddy Wachtel. Yeah, I think I'll get the guy who played in the Linda Ronstadt records to be my lead guitar player. I mean, if you had enough money and prestige to hire any guitar player in the world, he went for the guy who played in the Linda Ronstadt records? Ouch. I don't know. I think Keith lost his mind.
Maybe they're pals.
By the way, next week we'll have our Brian Jones anniversary set. Not a whole show. Anyway,
oh, no.
Rather than just sit here and babble, let's play some more records. I got one queued up here by Jesse Belvin. Me Satellite.
Satellite. Well, a Lincoln in a Cadillac is all right, but have you seen my new satellite? Before you can crank up and get downtown, I'll be in New York sitting down in my
satellite.
Mm-hmm. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Well, I left the earth about a quarter to noon, but 12 o'clock I was approaching the moon. The moon men, they were having a rock and roll ball. When I passed by, you should have heard them squall. Whoa, 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 satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. As I left the moon, I put on speed. I got more power than I'll ever need. From Mars to Pluto, it's just a little hop. That is, if you're riding in what I got. Satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. I run up on the sputnum with the dog in the rear. I said, look at dog, is everything all right? He says, but where'd you get that satellite? Whoa, oh, satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite. Well, I got time to ride in brown space. I begin to feel a little out of place. I put my satellite in the reverse. I shot back down to the good green earth. Satellite. You ain't never been on a real flight till you ride my satellite.
A frenzy of music and action.
Honey, yes, indeed. I love my honey child. The reason why.
this motherfucker's got rhythm.
They wanna pat my feet. The beat do something to me, something I can't explain. The beat do something to me, something I can't explain. I get a kick out of here, even if I don't know what the band is playing. We've got to admit that the beat is the thing today. Yes, we've got to admit that the beat is the thing today. Well, baby, that crazy beat is here to stay. What the kids love most is to hear that tenor man blow. What the kids love most is to hear that tenor man blow. They almost look the dealers, but they holler, blow, man, blow. He's getting ready to blow now. He's getting ready to blow now. He's getting ready to blow now.
Hi, crazy babies. This is Gene Maltese. God damn it. Hi, crazy babies. Oh, I see what's screwing up here. You got that O down. All right. Take one. Hi, crazy babies. This is Gene Maltese, and you found the sound of the hound on 91.1 WFMU.
You know how I feel. I love you, crazy baby, like a automobile. I see you, little people, when the sun goes down. I love you, little baby, both feet in the ground. Come, my little honey, don't you tell on me. Well, I love you, little baby, don't you leave me alone. I love you, little honey, when you're on that phone. I love you, little baby, though you mean so much. You threw me, little honey, by a golden touch. Come, my little baby, don't you tell on me. Ah, say go!
Into her favorite song.
Since you've gone,
well, when I heard the news, my head got hot, my teeth started drooling, and my nerves were shot. I went to the corner 90 miles from home to call my baby on the telephone.
Operator, will you please give me circle 543-100? Please hurry, operator.
Sorry, but that number is busy.
Gonna find her.
Well, when I heard the line was busy, I heard on home on the corner of the square, I seen a girlfriend jump. She told me my baby and her date was in the show. She's all curled up in the very last row. Oh, well, I got so mad, didn't know what to do. She looked up and she said, what's wrong with you? I said,
who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up.
I said, look ahead, baby, you know you told a lie. She looked up at me with tears in her eyes.
Man, what did she have the nerve to tell you?
99 truly sorry.
What do you think I am, smart or dumb?
Dun, 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 dun.
One time was enough.
A rock and roll tragedy. Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Seen a chick walking down the street, kind of chick that you'd love to meet. I said, hey there, baby, going my way. She said, oh no, daddy, not your way today. She said, I like the way that you wear your clothes, and I like the way that you tie your bows. I said, well, come on, baby, let's split this scene. She said, oh, no, daddy, you ain't got no green. I said, tell me, baby, is there another man? She said, oh, no, daddy, you don't understand. I said, well, if there is, I'll bust him in two, and then I'll hand him back over to you. Then I give her a look that would kill a dog. She said, I do believe I am going your way. I said, well, okay, baby, let's make hay. She said, all right, daddy, I'm yours today.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. Bob Vedone and the Rhythm Rockers, Going My Way. He's kind of the Betty Page of rockabilly. Nobody could find him. They found Betty Page, though. Greg Theakston is interviewing her for the the final few issues of the Betty Pages before they put it to rest. Counting backwards, the Chestnuts' Rock and Roll Tragedy, kind of a break-in record without the break-ins. Gene Maltese, Crazy Baby, Dr. Horse, Crazy Beat, Pete and Jimmy did So Wild, and Jesse Belvin opened it up with My Satellite. And Jesse Belvin died crashing his satellite into a bridge abutment. Anyway, we have to do a public service announcement. Now, some of the things in this public service announcement book actually offend me.
But last week was good. You did recycling, I think.
Well, I think last week we did burns. I think recycling was a week before. There's one in here. I was just looking for something to read. Here, I'll do a public service announcement. If you are a smoker who wants to kick the habit, the Clara Mass Medical Center in Belleville, New Jersey is offering free quit smoking information packet. To receive it, please call 1-800-252-2762. That's 252-2762. But I mean, like, for example, here's one. This is in our public service announcement book. Planned Parenthood booklet helps teens say no to sex. That just doesn't work. Here's the name of the pamphlet.
Planned Parenthood's hands are tied, as we know.
Well, no, they're not anymore. They lifted that. In fact, sex, it's okay to say no. Wait, this is just a course. It's like the New York City schools, they're trying to teach abstinence to inner city teenagers. It doesn't work.
It didn't work when I was a teenager.
What are they going to do, castrate the poor little darlings?
I thought capital punishment was what you were looking
capital
for
Capital punishment
in the schools.
I think that's a fine idea. Nothing cruel and unusual like teaching abstinence.
Really? Like it's going to work?
It won't work. It's stupid. They should just teach them their options. These are condoms that keep from getting AIDS. This is birth control pills that keep you from getting pregnant. I mean, this is just realism. They could take the religion out of the schools, put it back in the closet where it belongs. Attackers burned and killed more than 100 rare snakes and dozens of other zoo animals in an apparent political dispute in southern India this week. A mob of 100 men poured kerosene on 30 animal cages and set them on fire Wednesday in a zoo near Kannur in Kerala State. The United News Service of India reported several porcupines, 7 turtles, 30 white rats, 30 rabbits, 2 peacocks, 6 migratory birds.
They were sacred.
Those are cows. 2 vultures and an eagle also died in the blaze. 1 foot of a monkey was cut off, and the pride of the zoo, a king cobra, was beaten to death and burned. Only crocodiles and monkeys survived. The mob injured 3 park employees and later destroyed a garden and damaged a nearby hospital specializing in herbal medicine. The attack apparently was triggered by a rivalry among workers of 2 trade unions contesting staff elections in the hospital, one of whose top officials had founded the zoo 11 years ago. What do you make of that?
Well, the crocodiles and the monkeys won. It sounds a lot like New York to me.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on with it. I got one queued up here on my absolute favorite label, as you know, the Fortune label, the Terrigan Brothers.
next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Psycho. They didn't have transistors in those days, just tubes as big as light bulbs.
Well, you look for me, baby, all over town. You just couldn't find me, I was fooling around. I love you lots, baby, I wanted to see it, it's true. Couldn't stop spotting just to be with you. Teenager's girl doing tricks that your baby just couldn't stand still. You grinned on my head, winked both of your eyes. We leaped in the car and hit the groovy skies. And I'm tough, tough, tough. Yeah! Tough, tough, tough. You got me big and right, baby. I'm tough, tough, tough. Well, what you entwined, ordered pheasant under glass. The waiter looked at me, he said, boy, you got class. I ate the pheasants with a spoon, ate the peas with a knife. First time he'd seen it in all of his life. He said, I'm tough, tough, tough. Yeah! Tough, tough, tough. You got me picking right, buddy. I'm tough, tough, tough. The sea. They put me on the line so the troops could see. The cats got scared, they couldn't get their breath. 10 out of 10 died a natural death. I said, I'm tough, tough, tough. Yeah! Tough, tough, tough. You got me thinking about it, buddy. I'm tough, tough, tough.
This
was a hit.
Of a bag of bone, they cried, oh, do-ga-do-ga, do-ga-do, let's rock and roll the whole night. Oh, do-ga-do-ga, do-ga-da, and so through the game, and rock, rock, rock.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
This is the Hound, and I'm driving WFMU East Orange. Eddie Gaines there, bebop, bebop, battling ball. The Majestics, Caveman Love. Andy Anderson did Tough Squared. Crybaby Curtis did I Wanna. And the Terrigan Brothers opened it up, Hi Ho, Little Girl. It doesn't seem right without a vibe report, now does it? Miss, well, I got your, I'm sorry.
I'm contemplating the smell of my microphone now that it has Lysol and age-old spit on it.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Anyway, don't forget this Wednesday on Irwin Show, 3 o'clock, Luke Sante, author of Low Life, and his brand new book, Evidence, will be on.
Oh.
It'll be worth hearing. Low Life, that's an absolute masterpiece
great
of a book.
Book.
Yeah. It's nonfiction. You know what? It just doesn't feel right without the vibe. We got to call Roscoe. Let's call Roscoe. See, yell at him. For, let's
yeah,
see.
Why should he be spared?
Air, let's see. Airline. See, let me find his number here.
Hey, there's a rooster crowing in the back of that.
Well, that's me.
That rooster out of there.
Hello?
Hello, Roscoe.
Yeah.
It's Vibe Report time.
Hey,
I get you out of bed or what?
Thanks for calling. I'm in bed now. I'm back in bed.
You're back in bed?
So with an ice pack on your head.
Well.
Missing, presumed hungover?
Yes, very hungover. And then Mary Lee had some friends with kids that we brunched with.
Ah, uh-huh. That's always fun.
Yeah, we took them to Two Boots, and they totally trashed the place.
Mm, that's good.
Well, you know, kids, they're good at that.
Yeah.
I mean, those people, they're opening themselves up for a big punch with, you know, painting kids welcome right on the sign.
Right.
But Emily reminded me, she's like, came over, she was doesn't usually work Saturdays, so she came over, did you do the Vibe Report? Like,
and you went,
uh-oh.
It's not Sunday.
Well,
why
yeah,
am I
not
bunching?
Sunday. I thought it was Sunday, and, you know, the kids were, like, going crazy, so it was kind of like I forgot about time and a few other things.
Mm-hmm. So what did you do last night?
Well, a bunch of the Nashville buds are in town, so we started at 2A and did the, like, booze cruise thing. We were there for quite a while. Having some of their spicy popcorn, which I do like, you know. They said that we missed you by like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I was there for my dinner snack.
And then we went to Brownies, and Six was working, and there was a really bad, uptight band playing. They had leather pants and everything. The girls were dancing. It was really fun. Mary Lee and this girl Neely were dancing, and they were. It was really fun to watch them dance to this bad band. The whole place cleared, and they were just like girls dancing like crazy people.
So you didn't make it up to the Keith gig, huh?
Didn't make it, but I'm going tonight.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Well. Bring your slingshot and never mind. There's a couple of people on that stage I think deserve to be beamed, but
well,
not
you know,
Keith.
One of the guys quit.
Oh yeah, which one?
Charlie Drayton.
The bass player?
Yeah.
That's good. He wore his bass too high anyway.
Well, I guess it was kind of a demanding. You know, if you're in that band, you're kind of on retainer for it takes them 2 years to make a record.
Right.
And they're like.
And you got to stay up 24 hours a day while they're making it.
Yeah,
on,
it depends.
On blow.
You know, like. Hey, you know, Keith will be like, hey, we got to write some lyrics. Let's go to Aruba. you know, and it just goes on and on. You know, it's a good play. You know, it's a good gig for the frequent flyer miles.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
But I told you that one about, you know, them playing the lick for 7 hours.
No.
They were, this friend of mine is an engineer on the Keith record. And, you know, like, usually, you know, anybody else, you know, when they're working on a song, they do it at home by themselves, you know. But Keith, of course, he's got to have, like, all the highest paid guys in there jamming with
besides
him.
His wife won't let him turn it up at home.
Right, when he's trying things out. So, you know, he's in, like, a state-of-the-art studio with an engineer and, you know, a high-priced band and everything. And he... This one particular day, he just wouldn't let anybody stop except for to go to the bathroom, and they were just playing this lick over and over again, you know, and he was onto it. He figured it was one of the greatest things that he ever did, but everyone else in the room...
Knew it was street fighting?
No, it was like the second part to Can You Hear Me Knock, and... And they didn't have the heart to tell him, you know. I guess when you're getting paid like that, you might as well, if he wants to jam on, the second part to Can You Hear Me Knocking for 7 hours, I guess you just go ahead and do it.
Yeah, who's to say no to that kind of meal ticket?
Right.
Well.
So I'm going to go. I figured.
Okay, Roscoe, nice vibing.
Nice vibing?
Yeah.
Are you kicking me out?
Yeah.
What, you got another record?
No, I got a pee.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Put on, like, some vintage 15-minute song.
There ain't none.
All right, well, I'll see you.
Okay, aloha. Rock on. Aloha,
thanks,
Roscoe.
For
Bob Report, we'll go to him for that desperate. Anyway, I got nothing to say. We start smacking that wax. What do we got queued up here? Henry Hayes and Georgette Harden. The Immortals.
Stop chewing that gum. Stop smacking that wax. With a big old gray man.
How come you a young man?
I'm a male.
They got my male.
I stopped smacking that whack. 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 I stopped smacking that whack.
Be scared. Nothing mysterious about this.
That's right. There's nothing mysterious involved. We're just reminding you of our town's anti-noise campaign. Let's make things as easy on the ears as we can.
Oh, yeah.
hear? Where do you hear it? And from what town? That sound, all around, real sound. Let's listen.
Since I started on these little dolls, I can kiss a chicken.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Baby, baby, I wanna do.
the Personality Station.
That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
I told my little girl, why don't you come with me?
Because it won't take long. No, it won't take long. Because it won't take long. Baby, it won't take long.
Well, she's crazy, kid. Call me names. Say that's all right, baby. That's the way I like you, Dave.
Because it won't take long.
WFMU East Orange. It's a sleazy little record, eh? It Won't Take Long by the Native Boys. Kind of the anti 60 Minute Man. Frankie Preston and the Beachcombers, I Want to Do It. Hank Moore did the Knock Kneed Rooster. Johnny Carlton, She's a Moonlighter. And Henry Hayes and Georgia Hardin, Stop Smacking That Wax. The Kangaroo Label.
I can't
out of
stop.
Texas. More on Kangaroo Records next week, maybe. One last time through the announcements, and then we'll rock our way through the end of the show. This Wednesday on WFMU on Irwin's program, 3 o'clock, Luke Sante will be here, the author of Low Life, an absolute masterpiece of a book, a history of the poorer areas and peoples of New York from about the end of the Civil War to the early 1900s, and hear him talk about it. He's got a new book out called Evidence, which is mostly photos. The A-Bone's opening for Chuck Berry at the Ritz tonight, and I do not think that's even close to being sold out, so plenty of tickets for that. And then they'll be at the Court Tavern also tonight, double shift. And,
is that a two-state shift?
Yep, two states. And then there were the A-Bone's, the Vacant Lot, and the Deviators at Brownie's next Friday. How come we don't get tickets to give away for any of this stuff? And,
the Brownie's? Maybe we will.
You know what you do? I could tell everybody the password to get in there for free, but I won't.
I don't.
The A-Bones need the money. So do the Vacant Lot, I think. They got to pay for their van and all that. That's it. Let's just play some more records. Ray Harris.
This is a hit!
Get back.
I got a double barrel shotgun with my barrel painted red. Don't you know somebody's gonna lose their head? Don't like nobody living in my shack. Eating up my grub and picking rent. So let me tell you just one more thing.
Before the night's over, bullets gonna sting.
We gonna peep in the window to see what we can see. If it's not a good child, it better be a heat.
A little band with a beer down to his belly. He was
shaking, shaking
like a bowl full of jelly.
Who's in the shack by the railroad track? Cooking beans and making mess. Who's in the kitchen without my permission?
If he don't slow down, I'm gonna put him out of commission. Now he's the only one I allow in my house because he's harmless as a little old mouse.
Who's in the shack by the railroad track? Cooking beans and bacon bread. Who's cutting down tall green trees? Dandelions and mustard green.
Get back.
Guess who? Guess who? Guess who? Guess who? Guess who?
For the last time, I'm giving the orders around here. And we're all gonna stand here and listen to the music. And we're going to keep listening until I say to stop. You hear me?
Strength, strength, charge. Here we go, six, right there.
Hey, we did it drill time, man, and it goes in there, Ray. I heard it.
Let him do it half time.
Red, no,
no
just
man.
Messed me up. One, two, three, four.
We all have a bag, and in every bag we have a thing.
Ring, 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 ring
dance that I can sing, no matter what you do, I'll always love you. You know my love is true.
Just don't understand us teenagers.
Back in the jungle.
Hound here, WFMU East Orange with Paul Carnes. I'm a mean, mean daddy. We were at Alan Brooks, Ding Dong Darling. Link Ray and the Raymond, Right Turn. The Barons, who's in that sack? Ray Harris did Lonely Wolf. Thank you, Miss Sally.
Good night, Gracie.
Just for that bang-up job on the windshields, wipers. I'd like to thank Roscoe for not phoning in a vibe report and making us get him out of bed. And, of course, Renick and Brian, the news team. Don't forget El Bruch's 55,000 gigs at the A-Bones this week, tonight at the Ritz and Court Tavern, and Friday at Brownie's. The good Lord's will and the crick don't rise. We'll be back next week. Wild Girl is up next.
Big-legged woman, keep your dresses down. You got something, baby, that'll make a fool.
her better, like she rolls her biscuit dough. She let it down so easy, did you got it? Something, baby. Like a bulldog over her hound. Yeah, tell you something, what I'm talking about. I bet my bottom dollar there ain't a cherry in this house. Big lady mama, keep your dresses down. Cause when I start drilling on you, baby, you're gonna lose your nightgown.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
W-F-M-U,
particularly when no one is watching.